For about 3 months last fall, Tina Tinker, the Aleknagik Traditional Council's IGAP coordinator, went door to door in Dillingham and Aleknagik, asking residents to participate in a survey about their home heating methods.
I got about 405 homes altogether, so about 44 homes up Aleknagik and the rest were in Dillingham.
That's just less than half of all the homes in the two communities, according to the study. What they found was that 80% of Aleknagik households and 85% of Dillingham households rely primarily on stove oil to heat their homes. Less than 15% of households identified firewood as their primary source of heat. The survey asked about primary and secondary heating systems for the home, also about steam baths, smokehouses, wood harvest practices, and more. The goal was to set some baseline numbers about our energy use and energy efficiency to find out what's being done right and where improvements can be made. So says Sue Flensburg, the Environmental Program Manager at BBNA.
Our goal was to see whether wood and oil stoves here in Dillingham and Aleknagik, are they efficient? Are we seasoning, storing, and stacking our firewood properly? And, you know, how familiar are we with the EPA-certified stoves? You know, what type and how much firewood, you know, is being burned and how far people have to travel? And again, you know, cost, you know, clearly is linked to the issue of efficiency and sustainability.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and the EPA were involved in the study out of an increased concern over air quality issues where wood is burned. Tinker says she did hear some complaints about air quality in some of the pockets of the community where firewood is predominantly used for home heating.
I know some of the areas in Dillingham do have a high percentage of wood stoves, and people with asthma or COPD getting that wood smoke into their system, you know, it just brings up their blood pressure, you know, they can't breathe very well.
Currently, there is no air quality monitoring in Dillingham and Aleknagik, though the study's report recommends that that change. The survey found that households that do burn wood as their primary heating source use, on average, 5.6 cords per year, and most travel between 5 and 10 miles to collect their firewood, mainly spruce and birch trees. The survey also asked whether dead or live trees are used and how people dry their wood before burning it, all of which can determine how much wood we use and how clean it is while it's burning in our stoves. One thing Tinker said was interesting was that though most people are using EPA-certified wood-burning stoves, they didn't know it at the time of the survey.
I was really shocked to find out as I was doing the survey how many people didn't know about the EPA-certified wood stoves. It just kind of flabbergasted me.
The report has some interesting findings, including that the overwhelming majority of homes surveyed were more than 15 years old. Also, most of the heating systems, either oil or wood burning, are either fairly new, between 1 and 5 years old, or fairly old, 15 years or older. And the majority of those homes with steam baths report using them several times per week, and between Dillingham and Aleknagik, it takes us about 350 quarts of wood total per year to keep those steam baths lit. What the home heating survey is useful for, says Flensburg, is to set some baseline numbers. Then the programs designed to help weatherize or improve home efficiency, even swap stoves, can be tailored for the region. She also says it helps with education and outreach about energy use and efficiency.
I think one of the reassuring things that we found was that there was a high degree of interest. You know, people actually wanted a fair amount of information. That was one of the things that we tried to do with the study, was make information on, you know, energy, wood stoves, maintenance, operations, other material available to people. And so part of that study, it actually graphs out the type of information that people requested, because that becomes an indicator of maybe the kinds of things you want to focus on in the future as well.
You can contact BBNA for copies of the report and to find out more about energy audits, weatherization, and efficiency programs. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.